An attempt to get the U.S. military to buy utensils solely from an Oneida County factory, which is the only silverware manufacturer in the country, was unsuccessful. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, Sherrill Manufacturing's CEO is optimistic about a meeting he has at the White House later this week.
For 30 years, the U.S. Defense Department was required to buy its silverware from Oneida Flatware. That changed in 2006 after the company moved its manufacturing overseas. Mohawk Valley Representative Claudia Tenney tried to reinstate the requirement since Sherrill Manufacturing took over its old factory in 2008. Speaking on the House floor last week, Tenney said the partnership would help the American manufacturer and the economy.
Mr. Chairman, in districts like mine across the country, that have rusted out factories that line the landscapes of far too many of my communities, today we have an opportunity to fix this problem and restore the once great Empire State and our nation to the manufacturing strength it once enjoyed.
That audio is courtesy of C-SPAN. Tenney's proposal failed in a voice vote last week. Sherrill Manufacturing already sells $800,000 a year in flatware to the U.S. government and its Defense Department. But CEO Matt Roberts says expanding that to the entire military would have been a major victory.
We estimate somewhere between $3 and $4 million in additional sales. That would be a really big boost for us.
Roberts says Tenney and Senator Charles Schumer have promised to continue the effort at a later date. For now, he is concentrated on the meeting he has Wednesday at the White House. The Trump administration is inviting domestic manufacturers to Washington to showcase their products. That could provide Roberts with the opportunity to ask Trump to make all of the White House's silverware American-made. Roberts sent a set of his flatware and a letter to Trump asking him to do just that earlier this year.
We really don't know what to expect. We're just very excited to get a chance to meet the president, his administration, and spend some time at the White House with them and show them what we make here in Sherrill, New York.
For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.